Reading is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So my question is, do you feel that you belong here in this church? Good. Thank you. We talk a lot here about church family. Church is actually one of the very few places that all the generations come together and do the same thing at the same time. And I think that's one of the things that's so very special about this place, where we have babes in arms, and we have, I'm not sure if Carol's here today, she is, a 100-year-old lady as well. So you can't get better than that, can you? And I think it's one of the things that it's almost like a buzzword that we've used here a lot, intergenerational. We really want the generations to come together to interact. It's been one of the things that we've, as a church and as the leaders of the church, we work towards that. I mean, as I said, there are over 200 people involved in the church. But I'm told that in order to have a sense of belonging, that you feel you belong, you need to know at least 6 or 7 people well in a big group. And this is where the small groups come in. Because there we can encourage friendship and fellowship, something that is fundamental to what we believe here, and certainly it's been one of my big things in all the time that I've been the pastoral assistant, to try to create these situations, however they come about. Some are organised, but also we do it with meals and different things like that. So it used to be, the team used to be called Pastoral Care and Fellowship. We split them because it was just too big. But they go together very much, the caring and the coming together. So we're going to hear today some people's share their experiences of these groups. And there are different ways that these groups work. The first thing is, one of the main things, I think, as regards to pastoral care, has been the study groups, home groups, house groups, however you want to describe them. And we have a number of them in the church. They meet weekly or fortnightly. And it's a time where people come together, usually in groups of around 10, 12, it varies. And we discuss Bible passages, and then we have a time of just sharing prayer requests, things that are going on in our lives, good times and the not so good times. And these are, I think, have been really important over the years here in the church. But there's also other opportunities that people have to come together. We have prayer groups, but also they're serving. Tony's just listed them. We've always got places where you can come and just serve. I mean, just take, for example, Sunday morning. There's been people set out the chairs. There's been people welcoming you. There's somebody who counts the money. There's somebody who's a driver. There's the choir. There's the musicians, singers, sound desk. Coffees, junior church, that's just a Sunday morning. So there's a lot of people involved. And then there's the ongoing, as Tony mentioned, the pastoral care, where you can be a buddy. Maybe a couple of years ago, I talked about pastoral care and about people maybe coming to visit or whatever. And one of the beautiful things, there's been a lot of beautiful things happen to me in this church, but one that happened that day I'll never forget, because afterwards a little girl was sort of hovering and she came up to me. She was 5, I think, 4 or 5. And she said, "Can I be in your team?" Yes, I would like to visit somebody. And she became a visitor. Now she was 4 or 5. So please, no excuses. Anybody can come forward and volunteer. Age is not an issue. But there's also interest groups that people have. Some people just say, let's get a group of people together to go for a walk or to go for a cycle. So there's lots of things. When the elders were introducing, we were introducing ourselves last Sunday in church with one sentence, and I said that for me the main reason that I'm involved in the church is because of the love, support and friendship that I and my family have experienced here over many years, and I want to give something back. And it truly has been such a joy and a privilege for me to be the pastoral coordinator. And I know absolutely for certain that I have got so much more back than I've given during these 20 years. So I am so grateful for the opportunity that I've had. I've loved every minute of it. And I'm not going away. So now we're going to sing a hymn that kind of, the words kind of say what I've been talking about. So let's stand together and we're going to sing Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You.
So each of them might also explain how they're involved in a group, and lots of people are involved in lots of different groups. When we talk about being involved in a group, there are all sorts of different ways. Christine mentioned it. There's a very traditional idea of a home group or a study group. But lots of us are involved in all sorts of activities. It might be we're in the band, we play as a musician and we spend time together. It might be that we'd like to go for walks together. It might be that we enjoy a particular activity. There's a group of people who come in and they organise the chairs and they open up the church, these kinds of things. It's known as a church officer or a PW in Scotland. And again, there's a connection there between the different people. So there's all sorts of different ways you can be involved, from very small and focused to quite loose, but it's just a way of still feeling that you belong and you connect. So we're going to hear from these three people. And the questions again are, how long have you been involved and what you're involved in? What is it? And what do you get out of it? And we're going to start at the far end with Jane.
Okay, so I'm involved in 3.5 groups. First one is the Rota Tea and Coffees, which I do with my friend Ruth. I know she's a friend of a lot of people here, and Ruth and I have a lot of fun. We try and have a look at teas and coffees, see what time of year it is, and I think the highlight was the knitted pumpkins when we had harvest, and I really enjoyed that. I think I could have sold 65 pumpkins that day. So that's a lot of fun, because obviously I'd like to invite you all to my house, but it's rather nice to have 130 people here and have tea, and just have a hot drink and a biscuit, and I think that's really important. The other group that, one of the other groups that I belong to is the Alpha Youth Group. It was a group set up for young people to explore the Alpha course. I'll be honest, I didn't know much about what 14, 15 and 16 year olds talked about. It was a bit of a new world for me. However, I used to be 14 and 15, so, but it was really insightful in terms of the kind of challenges they're facing with faith, even understanding church, understanding God, understanding how that's important in their lives. And you do sit there and think, what can I say? How can I make this easier for this young person and the kind of things that they're struggling with? I must admit, there seems to be a lot more pressures on them today than the pressures that I was under when I was going through school. So that's the Alpha group. And the third group, which I get a huge amount of joy from, is not actually a church group. It's a walking group called the Sunday Saunterers. I'm just going to say, before Malcolm has a heart attack, that I'm not going to invite 150 people to join the group. Sorry, Malcolm. This is a beautiful group that was formed by six people, three different couples that decided that they didn't see enough of each other and they wanted to go around and have a walk, and, but importantly, have a tea and a scone and a coffee afterwards. So it is a saunter, it's very relaxing. It was lovely to be a part of that group, and I'm still a part of that group. But it's not Monroe bagging, so if any of you do like walking, do think about forming a group like that, because I think our group at the moment has about 17, which is a bit difficult when you're visiting a tea shop, kind of take it over. So yeah, I think the thing about that group is that anything that makes you happy, anything that gives you happiness, there's probably other people here that would like to do it with you. So think about that. I think 2 weeks ago, a week ago, we were walking by a close burn, a little burn, and I couldn't believe the amount of snowdrops that were just coming through, and it was just lovely. And you just kind of think, well, I don't have time to really notice that sometimes, so that was great. And the Half group is a group that I joined that isn't actually functioning at the moment, but is just about to start again. But I'm going to mention it because it was a friendship fellowship group, it came out of a Bible study group. And I have to say that being a member of that group has been fantastic. It's friendship, it's bonds, and as Christine said, sometimes life isn't quite as easy as you like it to be. And this group has been amazing for me, and I'd just like to thank everybody in that group. Big hands, big thumbs up. So I'm just sort of saying that I think sometimes you go through life and you think, you don't want to be on your own, and being part of something is important, and you ought to give yourself time to do that. But I love those three groups, I'm part of all three of them, and I'm not going to stop anytime soon. So I do recommend and encourage you to think about the kind of talents, but I would say, think about something that makes you feel happy, that makes you laugh, and that's the thing to share. And it's been great.
So
that's
enough for me.
Great.
Pass on to Craig then.
Hi, I'm Craig. I am currently in a home group that kept going after we did Alpha a couple of years ago. I've actually been in probably small groups in this church since I was a teenager, when I started coming along to the youth group when I was invited. One of the first small groups that I came to was a Bible study group that happened with the youth work, and it happened at Mike and Margaret's house. And Bo used to teach us about the Bible using pictures, which was amazing. Robin used to shoot us with a Nerf gun, which was, I'll tell you about that later. It made sense at the time. So that was like 25 years ago. I went to London for a bit and came back, and when I came back did this Alpha group. And as it got towards the end of that Alpha group, we were all sort of like, did that nervous thing. We were like, should we keep meeting? Should we keep this going? And we did. And we did a prayer course and another course, and we're now doing a new course that Pete Greig has done. And I think the thing that, or one of the things that I find amazing about small groups is when you are in a smaller setting like that, and I think it's important in church that we do the big setting like this, we do a smaller group, but then also we have that one-to-one that we do with Jesus as well, that the small group for me seems to be the place where, like Christine said earlier, you can be vulnerable with each other, where you can bear one another's burdens. And I find that really important in my life when I've had things going on, to be able to find a group of people where, when you're vulnerable, they are in turn supportive and kind and encouraging and prayerful and laugh as well, because that is very important. And I think that has made my relationship with Jesus better, because I find that it's safe to do that when you do that with other people. We're all sort of, there's a quote in a book that I love that says, we're all inextricably linked, we have to be with each other, and it makes us healthier when we're together. And in that group setting, when you are doing that, it is so good when you are doing that and you receive that from other people as well, and you're able to support each other. And, you know, without waffling on for too long, that has dramatically changed my life. It has made me more peaceful in my life, and in lots of other ways it has really helped me. So, you know, if you're not in a small group, I would really, really encourage it. If you are a younger person, you're not, or you're thinking about it, I would really, really encourage you to go to one. Sometimes it's hard work, but it is so worth it, because it will dramatically improve your life.
Thank you, Greg. And then Alison.
Hi, my name's Alison, and I just joined the church about 4 or 5 months ago. Having lived around Bankery, some of the faces and people were familiar, but I didn't really know anybody terribly well. And again, I would just encourage you, if you're new, I took my time and I'm still taking my time to find out what groups are operating where, so that plugging into a group feels right for me, whichever group it is. So I literally just joined one of the home groups 3 or 4 weeks ago. But I'm just astonished, even in that past month, how comfortable I felt. And immediately it's kind of taken church to a slightly deeper level. I suppose I compare it to, a lot of people think about church as that hour and a half on a Sunday morning. And if you were just a family who met once a week for lunch on Sunday and didn't speak to each other or have any interaction the rest of the week, it's not much of a family. So it's almost as if we need to be doing things with each other during the week as well as Sunday morning, and that's what forms the relationships and makes all the difference. And I know for some people, especially if they're new to church, the thought of home group and Bible study might sound a bit scary, but there's nothing scary about this. We're all just, we don't all know everything about God or the Bible. We're all just questioning, and it's a safe place to ask questions, not just about God, but about each other and about life, and to be able to give and to receive help and support. And I'd like to thank a lot of the members of the congregation, those of you who have been here for a while, because I felt so welcomed in this church. So many people came and spoke to me. Now, I don't know who's new here, because I've not been here long enough. But if you're new, please make yourself known. And if you've been here for a while, please seek out these new members as our people, as you did me. And if I could just give a radio shout out, I work in the doctor's surgery and I take a lot of phone calls, and strangely I ended up speaking to a lady this week, and I can't remember why we were talking about it, but she mentioned church and she'd be coming to Bankery West for a few weeks, and that this week she'd maybe bring a friend. So if you're here and you're new and you brought that friend, please come and speak to me or anybody else and think about joining a little group.
Thanks, let's give them all a round of applause. I'm going to invite Robin Brody forward now. Robin Brody's one of our elders and also the discipleship team leader. And discipleship team has a very big role to play in the kind of thing we're talking about as well.
I'm just hijacking this actually. Robin is going to lead us in prayer. But I just wanted to say that when I came to this church, I didn't know how to get a grip on it and fit in. And the two things that really helped me were being in a little group where we studied the Bible, prayed together, and had coffee and just enjoyed each other's company. That was a huge part of feeling that I belonged. And the other thing is, it no longer happens, but Friday coffees I offered to be part of the team. And serving coffee, baking, wasn't rocket science, but that wasn't the point. The point was that I was with people, working with people, and that was a huge part of feeling that I belonged here. So I would encourage you, it's not about doing it perfectly, it's just about being willing to try, and it doesn't matter if you don't do it perfectly. So I'm not a great baker and I'm not a brilliant waitress, but it was a great way to get involved.
So let's pray. Father God, I thank you that your desire is for each of us to know the love and the joy of being part of your family with Jesus as our brother. So we're so grateful for the many opportunities in this church to be part of groups of your children, our brothers and sisters, reading, praying, studying, and serving together. We thank you, Father, for the sense of learning together and fresh insight that you give us as we meet to discuss your word, the Bible, and pray together. We thank you for the meaning and direction you give to our lives as we serve together in the different essential tasks that keep this church running so smoothly. The coffee makers, the sound desk operators, the Beatles, the junior church leaders, our worship groups, and so many others. We thank you for the sharing of lives and stories that happen naturally in our groups, and the deep caring and trust which is built up over many years of meeting together. As we've been concentrating on the subject of the benefit and the blessing of being part of groups this morning, may you touch the heart of anyone here today whom you're calling to be more involved in this foundational part of our life together as a church. May you guide them to the group and the people you want them to join with. And so, Lord Jesus, may you equip us through our church groups and in every other way to take part in your plan and your mission for each one of us and for our church and our wider community. And we ask all this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Great. Now I get to invite Jean and Scott and Elizabeth and Matt and join us and to get another chair.
Over the many years I've been a member of this church, I've been involved in a number of teams. I was in the Triple F team for a long time, and I was fortunate enough, and I'm so proud of being part of the team that was organising the renovation of this wonderful building. I'm also part of the working group that Jay alluded to, and because I'm old now. But one of the things that I really enjoy is a home group. Jean and I have been attending this particular home group that we're in for over 20 years now. And during that time, we've had people from different churches. We've got members from Church Scotland, obviously, members from the Free Church of Scotland, the Scottish Episcopal Church, the Catholic Church, and the Church of England, and Christian Fellowship. That's over that period of time. We're not really a home group as such because we meet by Zoom, because our people are placed in far away Portugal, Newcastle. There's a couple from another part of England, I can't remember the state, and a boy. And yes, it's a wonderful experience because we read the Bible. I joined the Bible study on the home group in fun to just come along, you know, on a Sunday and listen to the minister and go away and just think about it. I wanted to study the Bible deeper, so that's why I joined Angie, joined the study group. And I think it's safe to say that we both learned an awful lot out of these groups. And because we are multi-denominational, it's very, very interesting to hear the views of the other members of our group and how their church approaches the same subject. And one thing that becomes apparently clear from our meeting is that we all worship the same God and we all share the love of God. It's just good. We've got to know each other very, very well. Over that period of time, as you can imagine, 20 years at that time. If you think you could join the group, Alice can recommend it. It's very, very helpful. So, I won't bother with anyone.
So I've been a member of the Friday Coffee Group over many years until it stopped. The Hospitality Team, which is a great group to belong to, we do lots of teas and from time we did a lot of lunches and not quite so much now, but it's really lovely to belong to that team and to be able to serve the church in that way. I belong to the walking group and I belong to two Bible study groups, the Bible study group with Scott. I'm also in a ladies Bible study group which I've been a member of for about 6 years I think. We study the Bible together, we read the Bible, we discuss it and help each other to understand it. It's just lovely belonging to two groups that you feel as though you're in two groups that really care for you. So we share a lot and we pray together for each other and for the wider community. And it's just lovely to belong to all these groups and be part of this church.
So yeah, my name's Matt. I'm part of the worship team occasionally here. It's much scarier to sit up here without some drums to hide behind. I've helped out with the worship team. Well, I've come to the church for 9 and a bit years now, and I've been part of the worship team for 9 and a bit years now. As Alison described, the very first Sunday we came along, actually we were meeting in primary school at that point. We were the myself and my wife Lorna were the new faces at that point, and a few people did what many people do well here, came and spoke to the new faces that they saw, and we got talking about the music, and then I got introduced to Kathy, and by the end of that first Sunday I was signed up to be part of the worship team. What do I get from it? Well, I get to make a lot of noise without getting in trouble, usually. I get to play with some very talented musicians and singers and pretend to know what I'm doing. speaking about worship more generally and music more generally, I think it's a very powerful thing. We can see that when I'm just part of the congregation and singing there as well, being part of that community is a really powerful thing. And can help me to express things that I'm not particularly eloquent with, but the talented songwriters are much better at expressing a way of approaching God, a way of worshipping God, and a way of doing that together, and there's something that I can put in towards that when I'm playing or when I'm singing, there's a feeling there, and there's a way of expressing my faith there, which I wouldn't otherwise be able to do.
So I'm part of the Youth Alpha group, which is led by Chloe, Jane and Fraser. And we started March, April last year. But yeah, so we started because we kind of wanted something more than just the youth group, which I also go to, because yeah, it's just nice to have two different times to, like, one to sort of play games and have fun, and then the other one to be more serious, so that's what that group was. We started off by doing Youth Alpha, which, I don't know how long that took, 10, 12 weeks, something like that. And then we took a break over the summer and we watched The Chosen, like the first season, which was really good. And I just really enjoyed that because it's nice to have a place where you can break away from the world and the worries of the world and just talk about Jesus. And just, it's like a safe place. You can, yeah, just talk about the things that trouble you, and you can just, like, we're living in a world at the moment, especially for young people, I suppose for everybody, but I feel especially in schools where you feel not fully accepted for being Christian and holding certain views because, well, for fear of people judging you and people just being quite unkind about it. So it's nice to have just a completely safe place where you can meet with other Christians and you can discuss worldly topics and things to do with Jesus, and it's just so nice and so refreshing, and we get snacks. So yeah, that's nice. And I also occasionally play in the band. I play piano, and as Matt said, it's very different when you have a big instrument to hide behind. But yeah, so I really enjoy playing in the band because it's just, I don't know, it's just so nice to feel safe playing an instrument. You feel like you're just not being judged at all because, I mean, to be fair, it's not a performance, you're worshipping, so it is different, but it's just so nice to feel comfortable and safe, but also being able to, like, express yourself through something you love doing and just praise God, and you kind of know you're doing the right thing, if that makes sense. You're investing yourself. And it just, I feel a real sense of fulfillment from being able to put myself into my church and into my, like, my friends and my fellow Christians.
Thank you so much to the people being invited. We could easily have invited 150 people to come and give testimonies this morning about the groups or the activities they're involved in. We're just going to give a wee bit of time this morning. If there's anybody here who feels they've got something slightly different to say about anything they're involved in and they want to come and just share with us briefly a couple of sentences about that, this is, as Elizabeth just said, a safe space. If anybody feels they would like to come and do that, don't feel you have to, but if there's anybody who feels that they want to say something, then please let us stick your hand up or come in.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I've been in a lot of small groups in this church over the last several years. But right now I'm in a Bible study that meets on a Thursday morning, and it's like no other group I've been in. We're able, I think, to really put Jesus first, and the worship there is fantastic. We're all bonded together. I mean, I'm looking around at some of the members now, and it's a multicultural, multi-generational group. It's just a small group. There's only 8 or 10 of us, but I would really encourage you to try to mix with people who are maybe a little bit different than you, because you get to see things through different eyes.
Hi, my name's Rona, and I think I've been involved in group things for about 15 years maybe, Friday coffees, and it's just so lovely to feel that I belong somewhere and that I'm safe and that I'm not judged. And I also wanted to take this opportunity, that's why I stood up, to say thank you to all the ladies that's in my Bible Bible study group, because I'm so grateful for every single one of you. And I know we're not supposed to do life ourselves, and I'd be very lost without you. And I really encourage you just to join a group, it's just amazing.
I was struck when Bryony hijacked, that was great, just how to hear Bryony talk about how she came to the church and was new and kind of just stepped out and started helping in something. And actually I was thinking about when I was a teenager, because I grew up in this church too, and we used to go to Bryony's house for our covenant group called Cove Group, and we used to just drink, I think, hot Ribena and hot digestives with cheese melted on them, which sounds so strange. But anyway, it was nice. And it's just interesting to me to hear Bryony talk about before that sort of, as in I've just seen Bryony be at the front, be a leader, be really involved. So to hear her talk about how she just stepped out and did the little, not little, but that stepping into something and just giving something a try, it just struck me that just the power of doing normal things actually has incredible influence and can really impact people in massive ways. So there was loads of us at the Covenant Group, and we've all really been impacted by that. So it's really important that we do actually step out and just try and do things and be as quiet or as loud as we need to be. And that's totally fine, whatever volume bring it is it. Yeah, thanks.
I'm Inga, and I'm from Norway. When we came here 40 years ago, there were lots of new people because of the oil business. And most of the people who had been here before were locals, they knew each other, everything was hunky-dory. But all the newcomers, we needed to get to know each other. And I was reminded now, when we talk about this, that we started Bible studies 40 years ago. Bryony, Adrienne, Kathy, Margaret Scott, myself, I might have got to remember. Yes, there you are. Anyway, and it was so good because of the fellowship. And it's just amazing to think that now we have, say, over 150 people in this church. We started it. We were in the East Church back then, and we had a minister who said to us, when we said, shouldn't we have a Bible study? I said, oh, we haven't done that before. So he had to come and check us out to see if it was kosher. And he was happy. So it grew from there, and I just think it's wonderful. I remember the first time I led the Bible study, coming from Norway then, only been here a year or something, and I wrote it all out, what I was going to say, and I had to read it because I felt so insecure in my English. And it's still not perfect, but it's a lot better.
Hello, my name is Matty, and I wanted to mention two groups that haven't been mentioned this morning. One is the Saturday morning prayer group, which takes place once a month, and it's a really special, really wonderful group. And we pray for everybody. We pray for our church, our world, our nation, each other. And praying, it can be scary. You think, oh, what am I going to say? But you can just sit there and pray silently, just be part of the group. And I want to tell you about the next bit. The group is coordinated by Jean Wallace, and it's a breakfast group. And we have homemade bread, croissant, homemade fruit salad, sometimes hot, with lovely yogurt, tea, coffee. And we sit around and we talk with each other. So the prayer group lasts about an hour, and the breakfast maybe 3 to 4. And the other group, I don't know if one is a member of it, but the Monday service at 2 o'clock in the church, which again inspired and coordinated by Christine, we have there are tables where people sit around, and Tony will preach, and there were prayers, and mainly traditional hymns, and everybody is welcome. A lot of people who maybe, you know, are out with the church, it's everybody is welcome. And then the next bit is we have the lovely hospitality team. We get tea and coffee, amazing homemade eggs. So you can see them. You know, these groups mean a lot to me, and you know, it's Bill comes to both of these groups as well, and we really value them. The other thing, do anybody remember a wonderful Ginny Cram? Yeah, she had a, we because of a contemplative prayer group that she ran for years. And when Jeannie died, I kind of facilitated it. It's not going at the moment, but you never know. But one of the other things I've had the pleasure of doing is, again, initiated by Christine, is run maybe day, maybe 10 to 4 days where it's been women, busy women, who come and have a day of, like kind of a retreat, you know, doing nice things, being on their own, having a lunch, food again. You know, that sort of thing. And the two that we've done this year came from the Bible study that Christine said, but if any of the other Bible studies want to have something, particularly through spring and summer when it's beautiful, I'm at your disposal. Okay. So thank you for being a member of this church. And the last group I'm in is the Bill Ferguson support group.
Hello, I'm Dawn. It's getting late, so I'll be very quick. Please come and do Pebbles. I do Pebbles. It's very easy and it's great fun.
And we're just going to close our time together, but I just wanted to reinforce, I hope it's come through this. A number of us this morning have said it a number of times, but sometimes it doesn't always filter through. And it's something I and we are conscious of. And that is that this idea of small groups doesn't have to look a certain way. There's a very classic idea of a Bible study group, or a home group, or a church-based group. And at the heart of what we do, those are crucial. However, that's not going to work for everyone. We've known for a long time, because we are, as Christian said, an intergenerational church, that the majority of the folk in the newer generations that are involved are both working and are very busy and involved in a whole lot of different things. And so that some of these traditional type groups that we kind of get in our heads as soon as we talk about small groups don't fit those kinds of people, their situations, their lives, or sometimes even their personalities. I know some friends in the church for a long time who don't want to be part of that kind of group. They get their fellowship from all sorts of different ways that sometimes don't even last for a long time. So it's to encourage you to not be sitting there feeling guilty because you're not part of a particularly traditional kind of group. That's not what this morning is about. We don't want anyone feeling guilty. What we want to highlight is, and Matt was a prime example there, someone, Matt, who has time to fulfill his passion, but maybe not time for some of these other things because he's a busy teacher, and there's all sorts of different ways that people can be involved in that. I know at particular times I've been involved with groups of men in particular who just got together to talk about the struggles of parenting, to spend some time talking about other issues, and none of the other kind of more officially spiritual things were part of it, but that's what suited at that particular time. So it doesn't have to look in a particular way, but at the heart of it, it is about this belonging part. Alison,
I just wanted to ask a question from the perspective of somebody new. There's been so many groups. If I was sitting here and was brand new, is there a list somewhere of the groups, what we think and how to contact, so that you can have a wee look and think, I might try this, that, or the other?
The answer is kind of yes and no. So on the website and the other publicity, an awful lot of what you get in bulletins and the email list and things are invitations to be part of all these different kinds of things. And we do, I believe in the power of invitation. I believe folk come to church, all these different things, because of an invitation, not because of a poster or a list, although they are helpful to have. So the key thing is to get involved on their website and go email the church office and ask for a list, get on the mailing list, look at all the bulletins we put out, but also just to talk to anybody who is putting their face up, like myself in the office, Robin, who just mentioned, has got great passion for it, Christine and that team, the elders who were introduced the other week, and they will introduce, we all want to introduce folk to other folk and make play these opportunities. And that's why often the news parts of our service is just as long as the sermon parts of our service. We're going to close with a blessing and a prayer. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you made us for community, that you made us to do this together and to do this with you and in your spirit. We thank you for the burning need in us to belong and for all the ways that we can belong and be your hands and feet for each other. We celebrate again everybody we've heard about today, everybody we've thought about as we've heard these stories, and all the opportunities that lie ahead of us. We thank you for your invitation. We thank you for the people around us and the people around us that want to connect with us, but we just don't know them yet. And as we go, I pray that the blessing of God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit go with us all now and always. Grace and peace. Amen. Please do stick around. We're going to have tea and coffee. There's also opportunities to buy those bits of jewellery that have been made. So look at other ways to do that. And maybe ask people around what kind of groups and activities they're involved in.